there's been a lot of talk in Wisconsin lately about brain drain and brain gain and whether young adults are leaving an area or moving in. The state has even launched an ad campaign to lure millennials in Chicago across the border into Wisconsin.
And while many rural towns are seeing young people leaving, the younger population in some areas is actually growing. A new project from the UW looked into a dozen of those communities to find out what they have in common and why younger people are choosing to live there.
Randy Stoker is a professor of community and environmental psychology at UW-Madison and is the principal investigator on the study. Randy, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
We're also joined by Allison Watson on the phone. She is UW Extension's Communities Extension Educator for Outagamie County and was also part of the research. Allison, welcome to Central Time.
Great to be here.
So, Randy, let's start with you as the lead researcher. What was the genesis of this study?
In the University of Wisconsin Extension, there is a team that's devoted to thinking about youth and young adults in the state. And, you know, so many of the discussions are, all the youth are leaving. And that's the dominant narrative. And we sat around talking about this, and we started wondering, gee, are there any exceptions? And so we decided to set out and see if we could find exceptions. And, you know, so this was an interesting project in that the first step was seeing if we could find any places at all and then to choose some to actually really look carefully at.
So with that in mind, was the process of finding these sort of smaller communities that had a stronger, young adult community easier, or was it a little bit harder than you were expecting?
We actually found more than I expected that we would find. I mean, I was a little scared that there wouldn't be any. And we found 280 communities in the state out of 1,880. And so when we say community, we mean a municipality, so a city, a village, or a town. And 280 of them showed up using the measures that we decided to use.
Yeah, and so with those measures in mind, they're kind of spread throughout the state from when I looked at the map. Were there any concentrations or surprises with the municipalities you did find?
You know, they are spread across the state, and there are some significant holes. One of the maps you may have looked at was the one where we plotted the cities and the freeways in the state. And by and large, the communities that are gaining and maintaining young adults are by freeways and by cities, which means that the biggest challenge is up north, where there are neither in many cases.
Yeah, and I want to get back to that just a second, but I want to bring Allison into the conversation. Allison, you have an interesting trajectory, which I also want to get into, but when we talk about young people being in communities, what do young people, I guess, bring to the community, and why do you think retaining or gaining young adults has been such a concern for some of these smaller municipalities?
Well, I think that answer really depends on who you're asking. If you were to ask local elected officials, they would immediately speak to homeowners, you know, part of their property tax base. School officials might speak to the fact that young adults are most likely to be the demographic that has children that are school age that are supporting the school systems in these communities. And if you were to speak to economic development leaders, they would talk about workforce. So really, all three of those aspects, you know, jobs, employers, local governments that need a tax base to be sustained, and schools all rely on having young adults as part of their community.
And so, I mean, it feels like a pretty big, important goal for these communities to make sure that they have, I guess, the cycle going, having those homeowners, paying taxpayers, having kids in schools. You're based in De Pere. Have you, in working in De Pere, what has been some of the, the initiatives that you have put in place to make De Pere more attractive to young people?
Absolutely. So I live in De Pere, and I actually work in the Appleton and Oshkosh market. So I'm a great example of a young professional, you know, living and working along an interstate. It feels like I spend my whole life on I-41. But I see efforts happening in the community for sure, you know, things like young professional programs, efforts to bring events to communities. But interestingly, those were not the features that came up on the top of the list of things that young adults we spoke to in communities necessarily mentioned.
And I guess I'll direct this to Randy right now. What are some of the features that young people actually want? There's a myth out there of what the millennial wants. It's something like, I don't know, avocado toast and maybe Segways everywhere. I'm not entirely sure what we're supposed to want. But, you know, what were they actually looking for?
Well, it's interesting in the young adults in these communities, so smaller and rural communities. One of the things they wanted are so obvious that we haven't paid any attention to them. They want really good schools.
Sure.
And really good schools don't just mean really good test scores. They mean schools that are inviting and welcoming in community spaces where people from the community feel like they can be part of it. They also are looking for appropriately affordable housing, and that means different things in different mm-hmm. places. Youngest families, smaller houses, smaller lots, larger, older families, larger houses, larger lots. The other kind of interesting thing, and I mean, this may go to the avocado toast, is that young adults really wanted to be near cities. Cities was where the professional jobs are. They are where the good shopping is. They are where the entertainment is. They don't want to live in cities. And they want cities nearby for all of the things that they want to be able to get from cities and avoid all the hassles in their lives that they don't like about cities. And that was a really interesting finding to think about the connection between the urban and the rural.
Yeah, it sounds like there is less of a divide, that you want kind of the best of both worlds, but you want to make sure that the best is not necessarily, it doesn't fit a necessary pattern. You don't have to live in the city to be able to access it, but it sounds like access is the problem a lot of the time.
Yes, to be able to get to those places. And, you know, we talked to a number of young adults who moved from cities. You know, they had their urban experience and then they met someone and then they started having children and then they wanted to get into a quieter space that felt safer, more predictable, and more like a community. It was interesting how many young adults talked about wanting to have a village to raise their children. And some of them even use that. You know, it takes a village. And that was a little surprising to me as well, to hear so many young adults speaking about the importance of a community of parents to co-raise the children.
We're talking to Randy Stoker right now. He's professor of community and environmental psychology at UW-Madison and the principal investigator of a project looking at what attracts young people to smaller communities. We're also talking to Allison Watson. She is UW Extension's Communities Extension Educator for Outagamie County and one of the researchers. Now, Allison, I want to get back to you, which is you grew up in New York and you went to college in New Jersey, and I understand that you were a little bit skeptical about moving to De Pere, Wisconsin. It's a little bit different than the New York area. What made you want to stay?
You know, it's, and I always tell people, I'm not a good example of someone who relocated here because I moved here to follow my family. So I didn't move here because, you know, I'd heard through the rumor mill that Wisconsin was the place to be. But I have found since moving here 6 years ago that it is a very manageable size, especially in the metro areas I live and work in, to really involve yourself in the community, get involved, connect with locals. And that's something that we found really shining through in, you know, the three communities where I was involved in the research and analysis. Was one of the questions we asked was, how many people would you say you know in your community? Kind of using knowing people as, you know, you recognize them, maybe you know their first name or a few things about them. Really high numbers from some of these smaller communities. You know, people really feel connected to their neighbors within their communities, which sort of goes against this idea that, you know, millennials are just glued to their smartphone and don't engage with the real world around them.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that anyone under the age of maybe 35 still has to kind of butt up against and move through. And Allison, I mean, you said that your experience was a little bit different. You followed your parents here. And you're in this interesting position of kind of embodying the people that are coming in, but also studying it. In De Pere, I guess, throughout the studies that you all have looked at, are there any things that connect these communities, or at least a pattern that you've all seen?
One thing that I noticed, and I don't think this is necessarily surprising, but I did see a trend across communities that public spaces were really important. Sometimes that meant outdoor amenities, things like having access to quality trail systems, even year-round. One thing that really came through loud and clear in Brown County was the fact that an existing asset, the Fox River Trail, which is a state trail that runs through the county, had actually just in the last year started to be plowed in the winter for year-round access. That was an existing asset that was being re-envisioned. That was really important, that year-round access to a public space. We also heard about, you know, it is Wisconsin, so indoor public spaces, the idea of third spaces, having places in your community that are not where you live, not where you work, where you can gather and meet with your peers. It might be a microbrewery, it might be a coffee shop, it might be a cafe environment. Those are really critical assets that we found across the communities, regardless of size, that people desired.
We're talking to Allison Watson right now. She's a UW Extension Communities Extension Educator for Outagamie County and was part of some research looking at what brings and retains young people to smaller communities. We're also joined by Randy Stoker. He is a professor of community and environmental sociology at UW-Madison and the principal investigator on this project.
You can join in now at 800-642-1234. If you're a younger adult living outside of the state's bigger cities, what brought you to your community? What keeps you there? What would you like to see to make it a better place for you, maybe for your family? Or if you've gone the other way, if you've left a smaller town for another area, maybe a bigger city, why did you go? What might have kept you back in that smaller community? And even if you're not a young adult, what is happening in your community? Do you see the young people leaving? Do you see an effort to keep them there? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@wpr.org. We're talking to Randy Stoker and Allison Watson about a UW Extension study trying to find out why some small communities in Wisconsin have been able to keep young people from moving away.
And you can join in the conversation. Call now at 800-642-1234. Do you think your area is losing young people? What would you like to see change that? If you're a young person living in a smaller community, why did you stay there? Are things like affordable housing, entertainment, or proximity to a larger city important? Important to you? Are there hassles in cities that you're trying to avoid? Whatever your age, what do you think your community has to offer to young people? Let us know by giving us a call now at 800-642-1234. Again, that's 800-642-1234, or you can email ideas@wpr.org. And we are with this conversation, we're joined by Allison Watson. And, you know, part of your job is also finding and maybe selling a little bit of DePere to younger people. What have you found is an effective or has been effective in what you've been doing so far?
Well, actually, I used to be in a role where I did that. I used to run the program several years ago. That's okay. I just want to give credit to the person doing the job now.
Sure.
But when I was in that role, that was in a role that sought to revitalize the downtown, attract businesses to the community. We did kind of go with the stereotypical things we think millennials want. You know, we really tried to emphasize that there were niche boutiques and that especially that we had a quality food scene. And I actually found in some communities that we interviewed and conducted this research in that local food almost seemed to outweigh shopping to young people. If they had anything on their wish list for their community, they were really looking for locally owned restaurants, places that, you know, maybe offered more than the pizza and fried food of a bar. And I thought that was interesting that you choose to live in a smaller community, but you still desire the rich culinary experience you can gain in a larger city.
Well, it does sound interesting that that would be on the top of the list, given that, you know, Wisconsin has this reputation of being an agricultural city. There's been a big farm-to-table movement here, so it almost sounds a little tailor-made for, it sounds like, these young people who want, I mean, this is obviously just one part of it. Do you think some of it is maybe a branding issue? I want to ask both Allison and Randy about this. Allison, we'll start with you, and then I'll follow up with you, Randy.
Well, I will say, I think it's interesting watching the advertising campaign that you guys mentioned earlier that we're currently conducting and how it does highlight both the culinary assets. I believe there's one rap campaign on the L right now that features young people having glasses of wine and beer on a terrace overlooking Lake Monona. And it also features the trails. You know, there's one that features mountain biking. So it seems, you know, whoever designed that campaign almost, you know, had the same insights that we found from young people we talked to about what the effective brand might be that speaks to young people. And we found similarities between some of those images in that campaign that really rang true in the research we found that food and outdoor rec were really high priorities in selecting a place to live.
And Randy, part of this is also, do you think that there should be a move between saying move from Chicago to Wisconsin or move from Chicago to somewhere like De Pere, something really specific?
Yeah, it's an interesting question whether people move to states. And you know, one of the reasons that we did this research the way that we did it was because everybody studies counties. They get all their statistics at the county level. People don't really move to counties. They move to communities. And we were also surprised by how surprised the communities were when we approached them and we said, you know, you're a community that's gaining and maintaining young adults. And they went, we are. And so that there's this kind of interesting narrative that's out there that everybody's losing kind of in the same way. And everybody's not losing in the same kind of way. And it might be worth some of these communities actually thinking about themselves as a community.
Sure. And let's actually go to our calls really quickly. We have Yasmin in Menominee. Yasmin, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am well. What did you have to say?
I just wanted to say here in Menominee, there was a survey going around asking if students would be more willing to stay in town if the river was cleaner and usable. And a lot of people responded by saying yes. And I have to say also some of my friends indicated that that's not the reason why they leave town. It's more of a privacy issue. It seems like there's less privacy in a smaller town like Menominee than there would be in the cities or even Eau Claire. And basically that type of stuff.
That's thank you for that call, Yasmin. It brings up an interesting kind of dynamic, which is you have this smaller community that might you might know everyone, but maybe the flip side is sometimes everyone kind of knows your business that maybe if you're young, you don't want people to be aware of. Is that something that persists that you've seen in these conversations?
Yes, it is. That kind of, on the one hand, gee, we really like it that everybody knows everybody. On the other hand, everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
Interestingly, though, the young adults seem to not mind that as much as youth do. Hmm. And, you know, there is this gap. A lot of people said, you know, this would not be a good community for single young adults. And so, yeah, that issue of privacy might be a part of an age cohort. And as people get older, it may not be as big a deal. Also, the question of the river, we found in a number of cases, young adults that actually did comment on the waterways in their community and how much access they had to those and wanting more access, but as part of this outdoor activity scene.
Right. Let's go to our calls again. We have Jerry in Rice Lake. Jerry, what do you have to say?
Hi. Very curious about the research. I had an interesting conversation with a young person who said they were moving from Brookfield back into Milwaukee, and she said she and her husband just suddenly realized they didn't want to mow lawn all the time. Hmm. And I just wondered if the research had any reflection on the type of housing that young people are looking for. We always think that the single-family home is the ideal, but does the research give any answer to that question?
Yeah, what are your thoughts for what Jerry had to say?
You know, one of the things that we didn't look at was young adults moving into cities. I mean, interestingly enough, Milwaukee County is one of the biggest losers in terms of young adults. So while people are concerned about this in rural areas, it's urban areas that can suffer as well. But it wasn't a question we addressed. It's partly because that our funding was to focus on rural areas.
Sure.
And it is interesting that families at different age levels were comfortable with different size lots and different size houses. And so again, it's not about young adults, but it's about certain young adults in certain places at certain times.
And Allison, with just about a minute left, as someone who's young, who's in Wisconsin, what would you like to see happen in the state moving forward with maybe attracting families and growing these smaller communities?
You know, I don't know what the magic solution is, but I would really love to see maybe a really targeted brand, maybe losing the national identity we have that we are exclusively beer and football, and highlighting, yes, we have great beer and great football, but look at all these other things we have as well.
Well, Allison, thank you so much for joining us. And Randy, thank you so much for being in studio with us today. This has been a really fun conversation about, you know, how our smaller communities can grow and stay strong. We talked to Randy Stoker. He is a professor of community and environmental sociology at UW-Madison and the principal investigator on a project looking at brain gain and brain drain in smaller communities. We were also joined by Allison Watson. She is the UW Extension's Communities Extension Educator for Outagamie County and one of the researchers.
And you can still share your thoughts and your experiences in your community over on the Ideas Network Facebook page or email ideas@WPR.org. What appeals to you as a young person about Wisconsin's smaller communities? You can also tweet us @CentralTimeWPR.